אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד עשר הספירות.
We're reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot, first volume, in Hebrew, page 114, the Ten Sefirot of Akudim, including 10 chapters, we are in the words of the Ari, item 6. The vessel of Akudim is Keter. 10 vessels, Kachabtum, emerged below Akudim, and in Akudim, a single vessel was made for the 10 Sefirot.
We're studying together that the Creator created a will, the will to receive. Now, in order to govern that will to receive and to bring it to identify with the Creator, the will to bestow, then the Creator arranged that the relation between his desire to bestow and the will to receive of the created beings will pass through degrees. So it's impossible to get it into the will to receive directly, but only through Partsufim and Sfirot, and so you get to a state where the upper light, which is all in order to bestow, can gradually reach a state where it has some connection to the will to receive, and in that way, they will advance towards each other. So, where he says that the whole connection between the upper light and the will to receive, it's done through degrees where the upper light is gradually weakened and until it comes to a degree where it can be connected or in contact with the will to receive. And in the Olamot, the worlds, we said that we have the world of Akudim, which is a single vessel, the world of Adam Kadmon, then you have the world of Nikudim, where in that world you have the beginnings of the vessels, desires, which are becoming revealed, and the worlds of Nikudim, so Nikudim, Pudim, which these are worlds where the created beings are, and they can rise from there to a connection with the Creator. So the world of Akudim is the world of Adam Kadmon, the world of Nikudim, that's the world of Nikudim, that's what it's called, and the worlds of Pudim, that's Bria Itzira Asiya. So again, item 6, the vessel of Akudim is Keter, below that you get Kachabtum, that emerge
Otvav.
Item 6.
Item 6. However, the first light, first was the entire light was of the parts that reach Atzilut, all concealed in a single vessel. That vessel had the discernment of a vessel of the upper Keter, and then the light expanded further down from that space called Akudim. Then 10 sefirot of vessels were made.
Right, continue.
Item 11, the words of the Ari, there is a force of 10 sefirot in the upper light. Item 7, let us begin to clarify the existence of Kudim. What is it about? Know that the upper light is the part that is fitting to clothe Atzilut. It has the force of the 10 sefirot, although they are as yet not apparent as 10 lights, but only after the completion of Akudim. However, certainly the force of these 10 lights was there to begin with. But since it was not bound in a vessel, it was not yet apparent that they are 10.
So for us it is important to have 10 vessels which can reveal 10 lights. So in total, these 10 lights, when they connect, they supply us with the feeling of the upper light. We cannot grasp the upper light all at once, but only when it's arranged with certain variations, certain changes as 10 parts. Again, item 7.
ונתחיל לבאר מציאות העקודים מה עניינו. דה, כי האור העליון...
Again, item 7. Let us begin to clarify the existence of Akudim.
Let us begin to clarify the existence of Akudim. What is it about? Know that the upper light is the part that is fitting to clothe Atzilut. It has the force of the 10 Sefirot, although they are not as yet apparent as 10 lights, but only after the completion of Akudim. However, certainly the force of these 10 lights was there to begin with. But since it was not bound in a vessel, it was not yet apparent that they are 10.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
כן, אקודים זה
בצמצום א'. אקודים is in צמצום א', the first restriction. נקודים is נקודות of סאג. אקודים happens after the shattering. In what context are we talking about these words now?
All in all, what exists between us and Ein Sof, infinity? That's these worlds. And through all these worlds, we receive the upper influence. And we also raise our prayer through all these worlds.
Only Akudim is in the first restriction, or also Nekudim and Budim?
Nekudim and Budim also exist in Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction. But in the world of Nekudim, the second Tzimtzum, the second restriction is cancelled, and they again reach the first restriction, and so they shatter. As a result, there's an additional correction. And in Budim, what comes after that, they rise after the shattering of the vessels there. Exist all sorts of systems which do not allow the vessels to return back to the first restriction. Yes, they don't allow them to break. The second restriction is not annulled. All right, Kiev 1.
Yes, dear Rav. He writes here in item 7 about different kinds of 10 Sefirot in the worlds of Akudim, Atzilut. How are they connected, related?
The structure is always the same structure, but the intensity of the connection between them is different. It's always 10. It cannot be that existence will be, if not 10, yes, with 10, which are bound together with a single mission, a single task. So we have these groups, Akudim, Nekudim, and Budim. Right, good. We had a question there, but they let it go. Okay, continue.
So, in a light?
No, not in a light. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're not studying Opnimi, inner light, for the time being.
Okay, so item A, the words of the Ari, it drew light of Akudim from Pe to Tabur and left and returned to its origin in the Pe. Item 8, what did the upper emanator do when he wished to generate the discernment of that vessel called Akudim? He extended his light downward until a sufficient measure for the creation of the Akudim that existed, being from Pe to Tabur. After he extended it, the light departed and returned upward to its origin in the Pe.
Again?
Again, I am 8. What did the upper emanator do when he wished to create that vessel called Akudim, he extended his light downward until a sufficient measure for the creation of Akudim had existed, being from Peh to Tabu. After he extended it, the light departed and returned upward once more to its origin in the Peh.
Kind.
Right, yes.
I'm reading the question from, continue the question from Hebrew 10. What is this division into Akudim, Nikudim, and Budim? What does it mean, this specification?
The connection between the Creator or the abstract upper light and the created being, which is the will to receive, the connection needs to be through a certain compatibility, which the created being was created by the upper light, which is the creator, and there needs to be compatibility, and that can be achieved only when the created being adjusts itself to the creator and tries to perform all his actions so that the will to receive performs such an action which is similar to the actions of the creator, which is in order to bestow. The created being cannot turn itself into a source of light, as the created being cannot create pleasure from itself and give it to the creator like the creator can. But if it uses the will to receive in order to bestow contentment to the creator, because it cannot do anything else but to use its will to receive in order to bestow upon the creator, then suddenly he discovers that because the creator wants to bestow upon him, the creator loves him, so if I receive from him, by that I can give him contentment and pleasure. And then it follows that the created being, by using his will to receive in that way where he receives in order to bestow upon the creator, he is truly bestowing upon the creator because the creator, to begin with, loves him and wants to bestow upon him. And so it follows that the created being has the same capabilities as the creator. If he makes a restriction over himself, not to use the will to receive, but only to receive if it is in order to bestow upon the creator, then it's truly bestowing. And according to the measure of equivalence of form between them, they connect. That is the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah. How to receive, in what way, by what actions, can all the pleasure and fulfillment be received from the Creator, the pleasure that He so much wants to give to the created being. So that's on the condition that the created being receives it in order to bestow upon the Creator. It's very clear, it's very, very beautiful. There is nothing here that the created being cannot do, because if pleasure comes to him from the creator, and also the will to enjoy comes to the created being from the creator. So if I use these two, I make a restriction over myself and I use it only in order to return, to reciprocate to him, then it follows that I'm performing the same act of bestowal to the creator that he performs towards me. So we advance. New York 1.
Раф, вот здесь Никудим, Акудим, Никудим, Брудим определяются как миры.
Rav,
что означает, что какой-то...
Никудим, Акудим, and Брудим are defined as worlds here.
Миром. Вот
есть мир... What does it mean that there is some place in Malchut of Ein Sof is called Olam, world? There is the world of Adam Kadmon, and he also determines as the world of Акудим.
Сидрата Парцуфим.
The world is a series of parzufim, which use a single level of coarseness. Dalet Gimel Bet Aleph Shorosh, if they cascade from the top down. And so when they complete this action, that world is completed. It's ended. And then through Ein Sof, they reach the next world after having finished the previous world. Petach Tikva 17.
He says in the previous letter that he doesn't identify the 10 aot, the 10 lights. So what is he working with, actually?
That doesn't matter to us now. He works with the 10 lights. There's always 10 lights and 10 vessels, no more, no less. Otherwise, it wouldn't be in reality. PT 29.
Rav, he writes in letter 6, initially the letter was like all the parts got to Atzilut and they were all as one vessel. What does it mean that they all disappear in one vessel?
In one vessel means one vessel was sufficient to reveal all the light from the Creator. Then we need 10 vessels and the connection between them is in 3 lines, and we'll learn this. That the weakness of the created being is when he can't receive in a simple, apparent, clear way from the Creator, he has the bestowal of the Creator. He needs more and more and more different vessels to discover the Creator's relation to him. It's a fun one.
Rav, everything that we're reading now is at a time when there is a masach. You always need to have a masach, a screen.
If there's no screen, there is no reality for the lower one. The entire reality of the lower one is in the screen.
All the reality we're familiar with in the world is when the light hits the screen.
I don't know about what we know in the world. We're in an imaginary world. You can't say about it that it exists. That's it. But what we read in the study of the Ten Sefirot is all revealed to a created being who has coarseness and a screen, an extent of resemblance to the Creator, and that's where they write from.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
So it turns out the Creator makes a vessel, he wants to enter the vessel, he cannot, right? He builds a screen himself, but then he enters the vessel, he does everything?
Of course. Okay, where are we, Michael? Item 9, yes.
Letter 9. A reshimo that was left after the istalkut of the or became a b'chinat kli. It is known that when the or elyon expands and disappears once more, it necessarily leaves a roshem chotam below, a record below. That or is the reshimo that remains below. When the or elyon departs and becomes concealed in its origin, that or reshimo, the light of record, remains below, without the Or Elyon, the upper light. Then, a Bchinat Kli is formed by distancing of the remaining Or. The Itpashtut of the Or and its Istalkut is the reason for the later eventuating of the existence of a Kli.
Well, I don't feel they want to ask about the text. Something around it. Let's read on. Item 10.
Letter 10. Since the Or left all at once, there was only one Kli called Keter. Letter 10. Since when the first Or returned and departed, at one time, and at a single moment, hence, any existence of remaining all became existence of a single Kli. It is called Bchinat Kli, that is called Keter, since the upper light has not yet been distinguished in Ten Sefirot, for there being Ten Sefirot had not yet become apparent. The reason it is called Keter and not some other Sfira is that Keter is always closer to the Matzil.
No, bon yare, merkaz echad.
Well, let's see. Merkaz one.
Why is the world of Nikudim called Tabur?
That's something we're learning now, and don't give me questions you want to know, rather than what we learn together, all of us.
Well, I thought it's relevant to the material. It says... Every state where the light departs from the vessel, how do we feel this in the work? How does it?
Try to draw the light, and you'll see how much it then departs. And you have to believe that the departure of light, when once you had some attainment, you had a feeling, and then it departed, this departure makes a greater kli. Of greater vessel. Ita 4.
Rav, io non mi è chiara una cosa, no? Se nel mondo di Nekudim già sono stati creati i presupposti per mezzo della frammentazione.
Clear to me, if in the world of Nekudim already there were conditions for the breaking and the creation of our world, why was there necessary for the world of Nekudim?
All these vessels have to be organized after the shattering in the world of Nikudim, when these vessels, these desires, are correctly organized, and from them you can make the worlds of Atzilut Briya Yetzira Asiya, so that later one more internal potsuf can come out of it, called Adam Rishon, Adam, and this Adam will also go through a shattering, and its pieces are us. You understand that there are more systems on the way from the light of Insof until our situation. Why should it be this way? Because there's a big difference between the light and the vessel. That's why it has to be your worlds, world, olam, is from the world ha'alama, concealment. So there has to be more degrees of a concealment here. Out of these degrees of a concealment, we can exist below them, even opposite of the Creator on the one hand. On the other hand, there's a ladder, some means by which we can every time improve our states and reach a resemblance to the Creator. Michael?
Yes. We're in letter 11, words of Dari. There are 10 sefirot found in this vessel, according to their distance from the fourth aspect. Meaning, according to the four b'chinot in the upper light. Letter 11. However, although we have explained above that there are vessel malchut and yesod, etc., in this vessel, it will still not be called 10 vessels, since they are still not recognized as 10 sefirot. Also, the light departed together. The thing is that it is like a single long kli, whose parts are not equal, as the distance of these parts from end to end.
We read again.
Once more, 11. However, although we have explained above that there are vessel, malchut, and yesod, etc., in this kli, this vessel, it will still not be called 10 vessels, since they are still not recognized as 10 sefirot.
There is no recognition of 10 sefirot, meaning it's not yet enough. Everything is akudim. That's why they have to divide it into nekudim and then pudim.
Also, the light departed together. The thing is that it is like a single long vessel, whose parts are not equal, as the distance of these parts from end to end.
Okay, let's move on.
לפרק ב'
כן, כן, אני רוצה שנכיר בכללות
את yes. I'd like us to know in general the fourth part, and then we'll see what we'll learn out of it.
What chapter explains the reshimot that remain, records that remain after the departure of the lights and the returning light that descends during the Histalkut, contains 10 issues. When the orot ascend, the lights ascend and depart, they extend returning light from above by zivug de'aka. We must let you know by a different approach containing all the olamot, the worlds, regarding the return of the lights to the emanator. Besides what we have explained elsewhere, although they rise and depart, they extend the aspect of light from above downward, from the emanator called returning light.
Next.
Letter 2. The departing all light leaves a record in its place. There is yet another great and most beneficial b'china aspect. Never, even though they leave, do they leave all their aspects entirely and ascend. Instead, they leave some of their strength and of their own aspect, a little illumination below where they first stood. This illumination is never uprooted from there, even when they ascend upward. This illumination is called Reshimo, record. As it is written, set me as a seal upon thy heart, mentioned at the end of Parashat Mishpatim in Saba.
Ot Gimel, Divrei.
Letter 3, the words of the Ari. Every upper light to its lower one is like father to son. The reason is, the upper lights are to the lower lights, like a father to his kids. He always wants to bestow upon them, as is explained regarding honoring the father and mother. A single nitzotz, spark, extends from father to son and never moves from there. Similarly, here in the 10 Sfirot, the Elyonim, the upper ones, leave some illumination in the first place, called Reshimo, record, so that some Heara, illumination, would be drawn from there to the lower ones.
Ot Daled.
Letter 4. When the Or Keter departs, it leaves a Reshimo in its place to shine for Chokhmah. It turns out that when Keter rises and departs, he leaves one Reshimo record in its place, in that vessel of his, to shine for Chokhmah below him, after he ascends and departs. After he rose and departed, there extends a illumination to the light of Chokhmah from that record that the Keter left in his vessel, although afterwards the light of Chokhmah will also rise and leave to the emanator. Still, the record that remained in the vessel of Keter does not move from it, even after the light of Chokhmah rose to the emanator.
Yes, meaning the Reshimot, records and the lights are always doing this mutual work. Because the records are the same light. It's just according to the intensity of the vessel, it shines only as a record, as a recollection. Hebrew 10.
Rav, on one hand, it's really felt how critical it is now to receive some lesson here from this test lesson, right, towards the upcoming Congress. On the other hand, it's like it's not understood where the orientation of this part of tests and all this.
So I'll explain this to you. We've learned the first part of tests, right? Second part, third part. Now we're in part four. It goes according to the cascading from above downwards. What does he say in the first part? Know that before the emanated beings came, a simple upper light filled the entire reality. Then he explains to us how in this light a desire was created, how this desire is divided into different parts, and how these parts are adapted more or less to the upper light so that the upper light can be revealed by them. That's part one. Part two, he continues saying that the same desire that was created is round as the light that created it, but later this desire comes to actions of equivalence of form with the light. And these actions of equivalence of form with the light, well, there's a matter here of a circle and a line. Then we learn a circle and a line in the second part of the study of the tenth sefirot. After he explains the circle and the line, then he also explains to us the parts we have in the Potsufim, Dalgata, Absag, Ma'bon, etc. But in general, in the third part, he even talked about animals and still vegetative animate and speaking, all these parts in general. Meaning he's trying to tell you that everything we have in reality, whatever we see or we don't see, it's all part of the upper light. It's all included in the upper light, in the vessel he created. And through this vessel, we're invited to get to know the upper light. That's it. That's the third part. And then the fourth part. Fourth part is more, there are more details in the fourth part about how many vessels, how many lights, how many recollections, how many parts of the Potsuf are there in the spiritual structure? What connection lies between them? How do they determine what's the part of the light and the part of the vessel? And the opposite exists in reality and how it determines. And this is all we learn from the fourth part. You'll see details there are here, and they're very interesting. They're very interesting. On the other hand, we don't remember all these things. We can't remember. But later, when we go into spiritual actions, we understand what the fourth part was about. That's it.
No.
And now in this fourth part, we're talking about the mutual work between the records and the lights.
We always talk this way. You have nothing else besides talking about the light and the Kli, the desire of the Creator being, the desire of the Creator. As much as they have to reach some adaptation between these two desires, make your will like His.
Can I also ask a question?
Yes.
Why should I not learn tests with my mind?
Because by that you grow further away from spiritual actions. You should learn the study of the Ten Sefirot like the way the wisdom of Kabbalah obligates you to do. Two. You learn this in order to draw the light that reforms, as he explains to us in item 155 in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, that when a student learns, he's actually drawing the light that reforms by his intention. By his intention. And then that same light he awakens, corrects his vessels, then he understands what it's about. Not through his corporeal, beastly brain. By that he can't learn anything except for ordinary wisdom. What he makes of all these things. Were it in this world, well, so be it. You're studying some wisdom. But if you're studying the spiritual world, meaning qualities that are opposite of this world, trying to understand it in this world is impossible. It doesn't fit in. You understand? That's why learning tests in your brain is... That's called idol worshipping. Simply. Because by that you don't act towards any correction in the world. On the contrary. Only by you receiving spiritual vessels can you start understanding by them what test is about. And in general, in the entire Torah.
Rav, can I ask if maybe we can understand why now it's so important towards the Congress to receive this lesson?
No. We should simply learn some part of tests we should always cut off for ourselves. A bit. That's how we'll advance. When we enter spirituality and we have the spiritual feeling and we'll understand what we're standing before, then we'll look differently at these texts and we'll know how we attain out of what we read. A spiritual fulfillment, spiritual actions. In the state when we read the texts, we feel the lights are acting upon us and they change us. And they truly change inside us. Mind and emotion, and accordingly they fill us with themselves. That's what we need.
Kazakhstan.
All right, Kazakhstan.
Tibarav, вот тут Болеслав говорит о том, что.
Thank you, Rav. Balasalam here talks about when the upper light returns to its source, then it draws reflected light from there. Can you explain? Because we always learn that the creature makes the reflected light by his intention back to the Creator.
No, but the problem is the passing from one place to another, from one degree to another, from one patsuf to another. It all comes by the work of the upper one on the lower one. It's the same with the reflected light. We've learned that there is a screen. The screen performs a restriction, and then when the upper light comes to it, it rejects it, the reflected light. That's true. But it's according to the extent that the upper one lets him or gives him the rishimot, recollections, the force to resist. Only by that he can perform his action. That's why the question is, what these actions are, should be listed under the lower one or the upper one. The way we're going to learn is that everything is only belongs to the upper one.
We then maybe sharpen such a point. He says that the lights emanate when they depart above. I can't understand this question.
Rishimot, a recollection or a record, is a
a piece of data, information about the lights and the vessels that used to be in the Potsofa and what's left now. The gap between these recollections gives you, whoever's in it, the experience of a new vessel, havaya of a new lesson. Let's move on to the third part of the Potsofa, of the lesson.
And we'll sing a song first.
I don't believe in myself, but I believe in you. I'm falling into myself, but I want to draw to you. Cause when we can't stand together, above our frozen hearts, I'm sure the light will come and make things right. We are the parts of the one man body. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls together and let the love free our minds. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light. No matter what we're called in our winding path, always watch your back. So let's just stand together. I'll hold you in my arms, and suddenly the light will come and heal the harm. We are the part of the one man army. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls around us and let the hope fulfill our lives. We are the part of the one man army. We use the guns, we go to tears. We're gonna break these shells around us and let the light come out from here. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side.